Representative Ziegler has a question.
Yes. In regards to Searsport, were you notified in a timely manner regarding the spill? So I understand that they dropped it over the side at night. And having been involved in this for many, many years, you would immediately call the state's EPA or DEP. And I wondered if they were good about that and they handled it well.
When the bale went overboard, we were not notified by Sprague. We found out about it about a week later due to a citizen complaint. Someone was walking along the beach adjacent to the terminal, saw the plastic, called the department, and then we tracked it back to Sprague. I will note that there was no legal requirement for them to notify us, but it certainly would have been good faith to.
Yes, it would have been. And we were all told to immediately notify any of the agencies in any state that we were in when we were unloading equipment. That said, so there's no fine then, or there's no repercussions for their late notification?
Well, it is a violation of law for an unlicensed discharge. And we are actively pursuing this as an enforcement case. We have done an investigation, are still in that process. We issued a notice of violation to Sprague last week with the intent to follow up and ultimately resolve this through an administrative consent agreement that typically would include additional corrective actions to prevent something like this from happening. And again, ensuring there's a complete cleanup and potentially monetary penalties is typically how a consent agreement works.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for the work you do, too.
Thank you.
I'm not sure if you said
Representative Dudera.
Okay, thank you. Sorry. Just a quick follow-up on that, Mr. Kavanaugh, because constituents in my district, as well as Representative Ziegler's, and this is, you know, huge. We're getting lots and lots of questions on this. So how can we stay on top of what's happening? Is there a site that you can direct us to that we can let people know so that they can monitor what's happening with the spray issue?
Certainly anyone that's interested, they could request to be copied on information. And we've been in touch with some interested parties, such as the Friends of Sears Island. We've gotten letters from the town of Islesboro. And so we're going to stay in communication with them throughout the process. So certainly you were copied on some of that correspondence. So we'll keep those parties informed as we go through this.
Very good. Thank you.